Hello, it's me and Fee, and I'm talking too loud. It's quite late, and we're going to.
Yeah.
So I have to be intimate with you all. Hello.
Is this where you flirt with Boomville in general?
Yeah.
And I have to watch you and keep a close eye.
So today we're trying the second of our delectable, delicious Italian chocolates.
Yeah, you have to do a creepy voice as well.
Okay, Italian chocolates. The first one we tried the other day was a ganache base. No, it wasn't.
It's
a Florentine-based affair that I only gave a very low mark to.
And I thought it was yummy and brilliant.
Exactly. So what do we have today?
I can't remember.
Brilliant. Thanks, Audio Boo. See you later. It's a hazelnut thing?
I think so, yeah.
How can we review something if you don't know what it is?
I don't know.
This is from a chocolate shop in Richmond.
Yeah.
Which is, how would you describe Richmond to the chaps who don't live in Britain? Thank you.
It's a part of London. It's just on the edge of London.
On the Thames.
On the River Thames, yeah. It's very nice. It's got a park and a river and there's lots of nuts on this chocolate. I think it's a praline. And it's yummy. Mmm. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. No? What? Has anyone ever told you you're weird in your life?
Wow.
Have they?
Absolutely.
Quite frequently? Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Wow. Well, put it this way. If the chocolate tool was a writer, he would be Roger Hargreaves.
Who?
Of Mr. Men fame.
Oh.
Fun, colourful, cheap and cheerful. This is a Sebastian Folks. Sophisticated, quite intelligent, but can be annoying on Radio 4 panel shows. Now, for me, this is a milk chocolate, wasn't it? Not dark chocolate.
Yeah.
That was very good. Much better than the gooiness of the last one. Plenty of hazelnuts. I love a nut, I really do. Plenty of hazelnuts in a cluster on top and ganache in the middle. The milk chocolate was thicker than the last one. Instead of a thin shell, you got a cushion of chocolate your teeth squish into, and it yields gently and opens to you and floods your mouth with flavour. Like wrapping you up in a silk chemise and tucking you under the chin and putting you to sleep for the night. Yes. What do you think, Fee? Brilliant. Okay, bear in mind that chocolate probably cost a quid, though.
Yeah.
I'll give it a mark. What do you think?
Eight.
Yeah. Eight?
Yeah.
Lower than the other one? The other one we gave nine to.
Did I?
Mm.
Yeah, eight.
Okay, pray tell why.
I think I preferred the texture of the other one. I know you didn't, but I did.
Can you explain the experience to your friends?
I think you've done it.
Okay, so I give that delicious square of joy. Probably I'll give it, given the price though, it's better than Thornton's.
Of course it's better than Thornton's.
And Chabonel Walker, Hotel Chocolat, probably better. Just. I'll give it an 8.
So, what was all your giggleage about when you had a mouthful of chocolate and you...
Because I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me to talk.
Yeah.
Because I put it...
You started laughing in a really dodgy, kind of manic, weird way.
Because it was really nice. And I couldn't talk. I put it in it all in one rather than nibbling it like a rabbit at a carrot-based feast. So, yeah, I shoved it in and giggled because it was nice. Excellent. Mm. So there we go. That's the second chocolate from the Italian chocolate shop in Richmond. So if you're ever in Richmond, do pay it a visit, along with a spare kidney, so you can pay for it. But it's nice. We'll go again tomorrow, or maybe tomorrow or Friday, and we'll buy another couple.
Friday.
We'll buy another two.
Yeah.
And try them. Should we do that?
Yeah.
And this time remember what they're called. Yeah. Otherwise it'd be pretty bloody daft, wouldn't it? Here's a chocolate, I'm reviewing it. Ooh, it's a Twix, joy. All right, anyway, anything to add to this kaleidoscope of pleasure? Excelente. We'll do an audio boom from the Italian chocolate shop, and we'll do one from the coffee shop as well. So if there's some... She's having a seizure. Look at the doctor in a minute, don't worry, love. So if there's any interesting accents, you'll have them. Because I know our American colleagues, counterparts, friends, like an accent, don't they?
Yeah.
So if we'll boo from the chocolate shop and from the ice cream shop.
Oh dear, we'll try.
Yeah. You okay? Do you need an enema or anything? Just checking.
Yuck. No.
Anyway. I was trying to say, anything to add?
No.
I'm going to say goodbye.
We enjoyed the chocolate, didn't we? I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, we did. And I don't know how much time we've got left. Hold on.
2 minutes and 27 seconds.
2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I've been babbling about chocolate for 7 minutes.
And giggling a lot, in my case.
Yeah.
Mind you, you did some weird giggling near the start.
Not at all. It was all part of the tasting experience. Like a sommelier or something.
Like a what?
Wine-tasting chap.
Oh.
All right, so...
Does he do that, then?
No,
does he giggle in that weird kind of...
Manic way.
Maniacal, strange way, like some kind of...
Demon.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks... We're going to stick on, look at the iPad, see if there's anything on the iPlayer worth watching. So, I'll bid you a long, restful, delightful night. Your turn.
Good night.
She's a pro, you say. I'm not. I'm just an amateur.
Yeah, I didn't go, oh yeah, good night. Bye-bye.